I'm joined in the studio by Tony Kerwin, former electrician and Cairns native and the founder of Destiny Rescue. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Going good.
Going good. All right. So first of all, tell us, for those listening who may not have even heard of Destiny Rescue, tell us in your words, what do Destiny Rescue do?
Well, we basically exist to end child sexual slavery in our lifetimes. And the way we do that is we have agents that go into red light areas, into brothels, basically anywhere that sells sex, and we find children in those places and we get them out. And then we've got a whole bunch of homes around the world that we plug them into, that they get their counselling and basically restore them back to a functioning person in society.
Yeah, awesome. And tell us how did it all start?
It was really simple. I just heard someone tell a story of a guy going through Bangkok, and he was offered children for sale for $400 US that he could do anything he wanted to. And that just blew me away. I'd never heard of people selling people, let alone men buying children to do all these yucky things to. And I just knew I had to do something.
Wow. And tell us about the process. How do you actually go about rescuing kids?
Sure. We're either following leads or we're just going in cold, but either way, we would go into a brothel, sit down and just look around and try and identify someone that's underage. And if there is someone in that brothel, we'll call them over to sit with us. So the goal is to the brothel owner, we want to look like a normal customer. We don't want to stand out. But to that child, when she sits next to us, the second she sits down, we want her to think this guy's not the same as every other creep I've had to sit next to. So we have very clear touch policy. So we never touch them poorly or allow them to touch us poorly. We basically treat them like our daughters, our sisters. And by doing that, we stand out really fast to the child that we are different, because sadly, in those places, when you're there, you see so many men behaving so poorly in front of everybody. So those kids are used to being abused even before they get into the bedroom.
Yeah.
So we go back there multiple times, just showing them every time we're exactly the same good guy that she sat with us the first time. And once we feel we've gained that trust, we then try and get her to a place, normally away from the brothel, and tell her, you know, we can get you out of here. So, because if you don't have that trust, she won't believe what you're offering is real. So once you've got that trust, then you can try and get them out. And the second way we do it is we work with the police. We gather intel, go to the police with that intel, and then we raid the brothel, get the kids out. And the good thing about working with the police is you get people arrested, put in jail, and brothels shut down, which is always pretty cool.
And are the police helpful? Because the countries that you're operating in, can you just tell us what they are?
Yep, we're in Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Philippines, and India. And this month we'll be in Dominican Republic.
So are the police in those countries helpful? Because having travelled to a lot of those countries myself, I've just seen the corruption that is quite open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the taxi driver gets pulled over and he just has to give some cash and he's right.
Correct.
So, I mean, have you guys experienced that, and how does that affect your operation?
Sadly, pretty much all the projects that we work in, corruption is a real problem. With regards to raids, historically, 2 out of every 3 raids fail because the police call the brothel owners before they come and give them the heads up. But the fact that we're still getting 1 out of 3, it's worth doing.
Yeah.
But that is one of our biggest frustrations, is the high level of corruption.
And, I mean, have you yourselves and your team ever feel unsafe in those environments? Have you ever been put in situations where you've feared for your own safety?
There have been times that stuff's happened, but it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
Our goal is to go into a brothel and hopefully leave with the child without the brothel owner even realising we've been there. So we're not a bunch of Rambos kicking doors down, guns blazing, throw the kid over our shoulder.
Yeah.
Run for the front door, as fun as that might be. we operate within the law, and we gain the trust and the children choose to live with us. If we did it the other way, we'd be kidnapping.
Yeah.
So we want to be under the radar so we can go back as many times as we need to get all the kids.
Mm, yeah. And have you ever had to walk away and leave a child there? And how do you actually deal with that?
Many times.
Yeah.
As a dad, that really, really messes with me.
Yeah.
Knowing that once I've left, some other guy is going to call that kid over and sit with her, or sit with him, and he's not going to be a good guy. He is going to touch her badly, and there's a very good chance he'll take her away and do so much more worse. But you have to hang on the hope that, you know, she will come out at some point, and we never give up.
Yeah.
So I've had girls that it's taken over 2 or 3 years before we've actually gotten them out.
Wow.
Because
you've got to earn their trust, I guess, and that's a process sometimes.
You do. But the other factor is often the parents are playing a big role, and sometimes the parents won't allow them to leave. So, yeah, you're fighting the battle on many fronts.
Wow. Wow. So once they are rescued, what's the process then?
Sure. They come into our homes, and they're teed up with a caseworker.
Mm-hmm.
And that caseworker tries to get that child to dream, because many times the child has been groomed to go into the sex trade, and they don't even think about what could I really do with my life.
Yeah.
So that can sometimes take a month or more. But once that kid knows what they want, and, you know, they're like every other kid, sometimes they change their mind a month or two later.
Yeah, yeah.
But once I've said I'd love to be a nurse, for example, then the caseworker will map out a little life plan of how they're going to get there, what education level and all that sort of stuff, and help them work towards that. And then alongside that, we have counsellors working with them, one-on-one counselling, group therapy, art therapy. Because once they've completed the program, we want them to leave as whole as possible and to a level that they can function normally in society.
Mm. Wow, fantastic. Now, you did say you are expanding to the Dominican Republic. How big is the team currently?
Worldwide?
Yeah, worldwide.
I believe we're somewhere between 200 and 300 full-time staff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. And people listening now, what can they do to help?
The biggest need right now, I mean, to brag on my team, they have been doing amazing in rescuing kids. We've got so many children in our rescue homes around the world, and we actually need people to sponsor those kids that we've already rescued so we can literally restore them back to full health.
Mm.
So if people wanted to jump on our website and have a look at that, destinyrescue.org.
Yep.
And we call our child sponsorship Adopter Home. So if you wanted to sponsor a child, would be a huge help. But there are so many ideas on the website. If that's not your thing, certainly don't feel boxed in. The big thing for me is when we hear about these sort of things that we choose to do something. So whatever your something is awesome. Just do something.
Wow, that's powerful. Whatever your something is. I love it. I love it. Well, look, Tony, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat. And Destiny Rescue are doing amazing things. You've done an amazing thing by being the catalyst and starting this whole movement, which is saving lives and saving girls, you know, across the world now. So well done to you. And, yeah, we're really excited for what you guys are doing and what the future holds. And if you want to find out more and be part of supporting it, go to destinyrescue.org. Thanks, Tony.
Awesome. Thank you.